when the committee is called, why are these guys showing up then if they're not part of the committee?
Because they're here at the last board to say you're part of the board.
Staff. Yeah, they're not part of the board director. Board director.
Correct.
I think it's kind of splitting hairs, but I don't know if everybody else is, well, nobody else can vote on it, so it's just you and me. Is there any adverse feeling on that by
my only thing is that it could be in there for a legal reason. I don't know, and the legal's not here to be able to say for some reason.
I don't think so, but
that would be the only.
Maybe Director Legal modify his motion to say that this is the motion you'd like to make unless pointed out differently by legal.
I accept.
And I will second that. And the two voting members say aye.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Okay, item number two, personnel manual.
Item number two, personnel manual.
And that way it doesn't have to come back. There's a problem.
So I review the personnel manual once a year to go through it with a fairly good fine-tooth comb. And as we know, we're anticipating in the new budget that there will be an assistant general manager position and a project manager position. And the project manager's position specifically will be what's known as a regular part-time position. And in going through the manual with that position in my brain, it looked like this person was entitled to certain benefits that just don't make sense. And so in the areas that are included in your packet, you'll see where I've lined out or added language to, I think, put the manual in more conformity to the expectations of the board. And in addition, though, this added material, I also noticed that the overtime and reporting time pay and callback pay, I wanted to specify that those things went for regular full-time employees who are not part-time hourly. But then I also noticed that the overtime, that an issue came up where we had an employee that had taken a day off and then was expected to work some overtime the following day in excess of 8 hours. And the way our overtime regulator says, well, if you don't actually work more than 40 hours in a week, you're not entitled to the overtime.
Well, that's pretty standard.
Well, it's standard, but in California, they say you can, 8 hours in a single work, anything above 8 hours in a single work.
Well, unless the state's exempt from that, that's not the way the state does it. The state says that if you, that 40 hours, your work week is a 40-hour week, and whatever days you choose to take that with the permission of your supervisor, you don't get paid overtime until you get paid, until you work over 40 hours.
Right, and you could, it can be an either or.
Okay.
In this particular case, because if there's a holiday, because you work that, but if there's a holiday or something like that, I could actually have an employee work 15 hours on the next day, and they get zero overtime, because holidays don't count as actual time work. And I just didn't think that was fair, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. You're obviously the Lord can.
Where's this located? I'm not.
It's in the additional materials that's the paper. It's at overtime pay A1.
Well, I don't want to get into the argument over it. I know why it's there. It's there so somebody doesn't do their, takes 2 days off and then you pay them overtime to make up for the time that they took off because you need to have a job done.
Okay, that's a very valid point. I think it's up to the general manager and supervisor to control that kind of use. And how much do you think we paid in overtime last year? Under $500?
And then I'll go on to say, in a controlled environment, I use the term loosely, controlled environment as a small agency as we are, it's much easier for that to happen. I can understand how at the state level with thousands, tens of thousands of employees, it's hard to control that, so they put the rules in effect so that it's cut and dry. We've argued, trust me.
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy that argues it, they make me work the weekends, But I haven't succeeded. I don't know.
And this would still have to be voted on by the board, but this would be through a recommendation.
I'm okay moving that forward.
Yeah, this is pretty standard stuff. I mean, you can actually have greater than 40 hours in a work week if you go to the 980 schedules and do all kinds of bizarre things.
Yeah.
But you have to do it by written agreements and everything.
Correct.
And this is pretty clear that somebody works more than 8 hours, pay more than that. You can manage that. If you work more than 40 hours, pay more time.
Yeah, it's almost, it worked in reverse because we had an employee that was legitimately off. I needed them to work the overtime when they're gone. Yes.
That's strictly an hourly position. He's going to get paid $70 for every hour he works.
Correct. And he's going to get a $200 vehicle allowance. So that's it. And I control the projects that he works and the hours.
Yeah. $200 a month vehicle allowance based on how many hours work. If he works 1 hour, he gets $200.
Yeah, he'll work 1 hour. Well, yeah. The answer is yes. The answer to your question is yes.
Well, yeah, but he might work like heavy in November, December, January if we have stuff, and then work 2 hours in February. We're going to get $200 car allowance for those 2 hours in February.
That was the negotiated deal.
Wow, that's pretty generous. It's $100 an hour in car allowance. I mean, potentially it could be $200 an hour for car allowance. I don't know if that was set up pretty well. Okay.
Okay, anything else on
the part-time workers? No, that is the extent of what we'll bring to the board on the 15th in terms of updating and restating the policy. And then, okay, let's see about that. And then the next item is the job descriptions. This won't come before the board. This is something the general manager does, but this is the internal operations committee. I appreciate your feedback on these things. I did have legal look at it because these are two pretty expensive positions. And I want to make sure I nailed it right, and we did. This has been approved by legal. Gives us a pretty broad range of things that we can assign the project manager to and the assistant general manager.
Yeah, they look very extensive in their description, as they should.
Yeah.
So in the job description, I do see you've included what the salaries are.
Yeah.
But I don't see any reimbursable expenses for either position as part of this package.
Reimbursable expenses would be pursuant to another policy, travel expense and those reimbursable policies.
But I'm talking about even that $200 I'm talking about.
That's located in the PAN agreement, the hiring agreement.
So when does that get approved separately?
That was done by the general manager.
You have the authority to give away our money?
Under our budget, yes.
Within budget.
Within budget.
Okay.
What I would suggest is that we take the compensation line off of these because they may change from year to year.
We do. We have to change it every year.
But do you?
Yeah, we go in and update it. When you go into our website, I think it's part of state controllers or something. You mean, I don't know if you have to put that on, or you do put state controllers, but every position is listed on there in this way with the job description.
Right. So, the job description, that goes to the state?
No,
just the compensation.
No, the compensation. Website.
Yeah, but on the website, you have a table that shows jobs and salaries.
No, we actually have this.
You have that.
You click on, it says assistant general manager, you click on it, and that pops up.
Okay.
And we can change it.
Make life easy on you.
Actually, it's pretty easy. Just
okay.
Put it in.
So, what other expenses involve the assistant general manager position that we've been
with? There are, I'm still contemplating now. We have Virgil's old car, so I think that might be assigned to the assistant general manager. the other thing is that on June 5th, Director Lee will not be available for the internal ops committee meeting. That's just in a few weeks. My recommendation is we cancel that particular internal ops committee meeting, or we can have it as the director brings.
Is there anything on the agenda at this point?
There is not.
What's today's date?
Today's date is May
9th. Basically, tomorrow's a big fundraiser for me.
And it's
10th. Okay. So tonight, and you're talking about in 30 and 20 days, we had another one scheduled. We intended to have this every other month, so I think we should cancel that one. Although, it looks like we may be canceling one in 2 months from now also, based on item number 5.
That would be, well, every week in July. Yes, that's true.
But are we canceling those meetings?
Well, that's so item number 5 is more like, should I recommend to the board that we cancel the board meeting on July 3rd, which is the day before Independence Day? Yes. I think staff is going to be like, I think there's some board members are not going to be available during that time period. You know, you want to wait until we're closer to June.
So here's my comment. I don't know, I mean, if board meeting gets canceled, that's not unusual. When it's around holiday, and I don't have problems, we meet every 2 weeks. When we're going to put 4 months in between a meeting, that's a little bit of more concern. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not saying this.
It would be appropriate if something comes up, call a special meeting.
Yeah, let's just you know,
cancel a regular meeting.
Well, cancel a regular meeting.
You go with the possibility.
And understand that it's always the way it is, so I guess you might just, yeah.
I think that's going to become pretty much.
I happen to be here on the 3rd because I'm involved with something local, but if a lot of people aren't going to be here, it makes no difference. I completely relate to people wanting to take advantage of the. So that's on Wednesday. So what's our work schedule that week? Everybody gets Wednesday off. Do they also
get the 4th off? 4th of July off. Typically, board members will come in and excuse them a little earlier on that.
No.
But he's right. What's the staffing that it looks like on the week?
Because typically, you would.
Vacation.
Well, sometimes, it would also in the middle of the week, it's always questionable because there's no 3 day weekend type thing. So staff is expected to work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
That is correct.
But there's a good possibility that staff will take vacation, personal days off, or whatever because of extended.
Probably not have